I have never seen a time like this in 25 years of executive coaching and organizational development work. I'm hungry to hear from you about any of these three points. One, what I think I'm seeing. Two, a working hypothesis about it. And three, a prescription or two. Number one, what I think I'm seeing. There is a broad, growing, and open conflict between those in positions of authority, especially high-level positions, and those in the grassroots and the middle, what I'll call everyday leaders. Are you seeing this? The cries I'm hearing from everyday leaders in all the organizations I'm working in repeatedly sound like this. A, you think you understand what we are facing. You say you do, but you don't. B, you say you are listening, but you just do what you're going to do anyway. C, you especially don't get diversity, inclusion, and injustice. D, you say you want to empower, but mostly you want to stay in power. E, we don't trust you to do the right thing. On the other side of what I perceive to be this very real divide or conflict, I hear A, I convene them to listen, and they say I don't listen. Huh? What do they think we're doing? B, their idea of listening is that we agree with everything they say. C, their idea of problem solving and power sharing is that we do whatever they say. An executive coaching client was relieved when I told him that almost every authorized leader I'm coaching is struggling with this hierarchical conflict. This crisis has gotten to the point where authorized leaders, whom I have known to be very open and progressive, feel they have no other choice than to shoot the messenger. And I know on the other side of everyday leaders who will quit, sometimes with a generous severance, and then assail the organization and the great mission that once attracted them, even to the point of undermining their funding. In the less extreme situations and with growing frequency, the two sides look more like McConnell and Harry Reid on their worst days. They hear nothing, engage in no facts and no compromise. Instead, they get more and more sure about how right they are and how wrong the others are. So my first question, do you see this? Is it as rampant and as bad as I'm suggesting? Point number two, why? Here's my working hypothesis. I see two deep social causes. Collectively, we all feel a bit battered and afraid, and all forms of media, from major networks to one-on-one text messages, play upon, repeat, and enlarge our fears. I'll name four of them. A, COVID has been big. Our primal feelings of physical and economic safety has been battered. B, January 6th and the preposterous Stop the Steal was big. Our sense that we could solve our problems rationally, civilly, and politically remains under assault. Hashtag gridlock hardly helps. C, hashtag Me Too and hashtag Black Lives Matter were huge. The open secret is out and not going away. Basic protections don't exist from sick, powerful white men, and the justice system is in part badly broken. And D, hashtag climate change is big. Talk about powerless. How do I protect my Oakland home in the woods, my Miami apartment, my South Dakota ranch, or my West Virginia coal job or Houston drilling work? Everything is up for grabs. Thus, everyday leaders at home, work, churches are expressing indignation, pain, and fear in part about these underlying conditions, and they don't want denials and bromides. The second hypothesis I have is that the 60s boomer generation is reaping what we have sown. We said, speak truth to power, because we felt disempowered. I've said for 25 years, everyday leaders are leaders just as much as people with positions are. And our chickens have come home to roost. Everyday leaders aren't backing down. If you're with me on point one, that hierarchical conflict is huge and growing, do you see a different hypothesis, a different way of looking at the causes?
Three,
prescriptions for our illness. I have probably gone on too long here, so I'll return to this point next week. I wonder what you think. And I wonder especially if you, like me, are a boomer, what you think this conflict means for us, who tend to be an authority much of the time. And I wonder if you're an everyday leader, what your role is in this. How can you help us? And also, how you may have to find adaptive solutions to how we manage when the hashtag problems are big and complex and global, while they're also real locally. How shall we lead with our best selves?